health and wellness on Joy Drive.
If you've been to a cafe lately, you've probably noticed matcha lattes popping up everywhere and maybe even matcha cakes. I've got to admit, my favourite, don't tell Evangeline who we're about to speak to, is the matcha ice cream. I love it. Absolutely love it when you go to the Japanese supermarket. But what exactly is matcha, and are there any health benefits to this green tea trend? Dr. Evangeline Mantioris is Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren. Did I hear that you like matcha ice cream?
Did you hear that? I love it. I have to admit, it's one of my favourite ice creams. But I will say, when I was in Thailand recently, they had a version of it without any sugar and any artificial sweeteners. So it wasn't sweet at all. And I did have one a day, I must confess.
Right, yep. And did you like it just as much?
I love it. I prefer it when it's not sweet. Absolutely prefer it. What is matcha?
Okay, good question. So there's a lot of it around, as you've been saying. So matcha is actually just green tea leaves that have been finely ground into a powder. But there's a catch. It's not made in the same way that green tea is made. So firstly, matcha, green tea and black tea all come from the same plant. It's the production process that differs.
In that production process, Evangeline, though, what happens nutritionally? So if we've got, you know, the black tea, the green tea and the matcha, and we've got them all lined up, what's the difference?
Well, what we find is because of the way they grow matcha, they actually grow those plants under shade.
Okay.
And they only pick the tips of the leaves, and they when they grind it up into the powder, they don't include the veins on the leaves. So it's really specific, elite. And that's probably why it's so expensive. But growing it in this different way means that the level of some nutrients ends up being a lot higher. So the first one is chlorophyll, and that's what makes plants green. And, you know, we all know what a brilliant green colour matcha gives and why it's so, you know, photogenic, if you like. So more chlorophyll is great. We should be eating more green of everything, you know, green leaves, lettuce, all that sort of stuff, because chlorophyll is an antioxidant, so it reduces all the free radicals in your body. It's also got anti-inflammatory properties and they say anti-cancer properties and anti-obesity. That's largely just been tested in animals, but it's because of the antioxidants that it does that. So we know getting antioxidants from your diet is really good for your health, and we've always talked about fruit and veg. The other thing that's higher with this different production process is theanine. And people probably haven't heard about this one. But theanine is the nutrient in tea that reduces stress and anxiety.
Oh.
And you know, when
we
people
need that.
Go, oh, I'm a little bit stressed, and they go, have a cup of tea. That's what the theanine does. It makes us feel good. So those levels are higher in matcha as well. And the other thing that's a little bit higher in matcha compared to green tea is the caffeine levels. And we know what caffeine does, right? It makes us more alert. It makes work seem easier. And, you know, caffeine's also good to reduce our risk of certain neurodegenerative diseases. So, you know, everything in it is great. The other thing that it contains is catechins. And catechins are a group of polyphenols that are mostly found in tea, but also found in some other foods like apples, blueberries and strawberries. But there's many different types, and they're really protective against lots of different types of chronic diseases because, once again, they have high antioxidant activity. So this keeps coming up. Antioxidants are great. It reduces free radicals. It reduces inflammation in our body. And if you reduce those two, you're reducing your risk of other chronic diseases.
Evangeline, I like the sound of this theanine that could improve sleep and reduce stress and anxiety. My question is, I'm assuming that's not in a cup of coffee.
No, it isn't. And it's interesting because theanine is only found in tea. So you'll get it in matcha, in green tea and in black tea. But the only other source of it is mushrooms.
Oh.
Yeah. So you could either have a cup of mushrooms to feel good or a cup of tea.
I love it. That's really good. I didn't know that. So if we have a cup of tea at night, I'm wondering, and this is a question without notice, so please feel free to take it away, but if we have a cup of tea at night, a cup of green tea, for example, and it's got this anti-anxiety, anti-stress theanine in it, does that, but we've also got caffeine content as well. So is it, should we treat it like coffee and say, okay, let's not have a cup of matcha after, say, two or three or whenever our cutoff is, if it impacts our sleep? Or does compound negate it?
Yeah, look, the good thing about matcha and green tea and black tea is, of course, the caffeine levels aren't quite as high as they are in coffee.
Ah.
So matcha is higher than green tea, and it's probably just a little bit higher than black tea, but nothing significant. So unless you find you're super sensitive to caffeine and falling asleep, you'll probably find that tea, and whatever sort of tea you pick, is going to be a good thing to, you know, finish the night off. Mm. And I've got to say, it's probably my favourite drink. Now that I'm over, I won't say how what age I'm over, but as you get older, enjoying a cup of tea to relax at night. So, you know, it is going to be really beneficial. And in terms of what the evidence tells us, there have been studies to show that in older people, so specifically over 60, matcha does seem to improve sleep quality, and that's with having 1 to 2 teaspoons of matcha.
Is that how much you should put in if you're making a cup of matcha? Because I know the Japanese have a nice ritual. They sort of have a whisk when they make it up.
They do, because it's a very fine powder, so you need to be able to dissolve it and, you know, probably try to get rid of that grittiness as much as possible. So the recommendation is 1 to 2 teaspoons of matcha, and I guess it all depends on, you know, how much you've got, because there is an apparent world shortage of it, although some people are saying that isn't it. They're just drumming up, you know, business, but yeah, anywhere from 1 to 2. And look, some people might find 2 teaspoons the taste quite strong, because it does have a unique flavour. So best to have it with the amount that you like.
Or make ice cream with it.
Well, that's the sad bit. We have a couple of great bakeries where I live that have, you know, matcha croissant, cream croissants and all sorts. And unfortunately, the level of sugar and saturated fat in those cakes and that ice cream, sorry to say, probably negates the benefits of the matcha.
Okay, we'll have it in a cup of tea. We're chatting with Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia, about matcha. I've heard also that it's good for weight loss, or green tea anyway. Does matcha have the same effect?
Look, in terms of what we see with weight loss, there doesn't seem to be much difference with those that were in a control group. So, you know, does green tea have an effect? Once again, it seems to be a small effect, but it does seem to lead to weight loss. And that's because probably when people have green tea, they generally don't add anything to it. So you don't have it with milk. You just have it plain, you know, green tea brewing. Some people may add sugar, but even if you add a teaspoon of sugar, that's a very small amount of kilojoules. But if you compare it to matcha, where people might have it as an iced latte, you've got the extra sugar that they add in there, because, you know, you can tell these products are quite sweet, and also the milk.
What are some of the other health benefits of green tea, that, apart from the antioxidants that we'd get?
Yeah, so look, we know that it leads to a little bit of weight loss. It can also reduce certain types of cholesterol, and it can also reduce blood pressure. And this is primarily due to the antioxidant levels in green tea. And it can also reduce the risk of certain types of cancers as well. So it is a great one to, you know, and great one to have if you enjoy it. I don't like green tea as much as I like black tea, so I don't drink it as often, but I love black tea, and so I drink that more often. So as well as going, oh, look, there's all these health benefits to it, you've also got to make sure you like it. So, you know, don't chase the nutrients, chase the food that you like that's nutritious.
Now, you touched on some of the, I suppose, the sugar content and saturated fat in the ice cream, which I absolutely love. So we need to avoid that. Are there any other downsides that we need to be aware of with green tea?
Look, not really. It's pretty good. There's not, you know, some people may have gastro reactions to it, but there doesn't seem to be any, you know, serious problem with having it. And I guess because of its price, people won't be too much of it either. So the risk is always when you have large amounts of a certain product. But in this case, with its price, you know, people probably won't be consuming huge amounts of it either.
Evangeline, before we let you go, if someone, I mean, matches, it's, let's be honest, it's not cheap for to get a good quality powder. I just bought some the other day at the Asian grocer in the city. It wasn't cheap. We know there's a cost of living crisis at the moment, so green tea is still a good alternative if we can't afford the matcha?
Absolutely. Green tea is, you know, in fact, most of our evidence comes from green tea. So there isn't been a lot of studies that have been done on matcha. We're guessing it will be similar to green tea, but we can't be certain of that. I can't say that, you know, hand on heart. But best guess is it's going to be as good as green tea. So certainly, you know, green tea is going to provide you those benefits. And, you know, it can be, yeah, absolutely, go for the green tea or black tea. Because they're probably very similarly priced if I think about green tea and black tea. So whichever one you prefer is great.
Now, Evangeline, don't fall off your chair, but it sounds like if I replace one of my six coffees with one matcha tea, it'll be an improvement.
It may be, but will the show's ratings drop because, you know, you're not as lively? That's the concern.
Potentially. Evangeline, always good to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Likewise. Have a good evening.
Thank you, you too. Dr. Evangeline Mantzioros, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline is also an accredited practicing dietitian and a sports dietitian.